The following production has been rated with a teen rating and is intended for audiences over the age of 13. Parental discretion is advised. This rating has been applied by the Magalio Media Internal Ratings Council.
How many people gotta work on Thanksgiving? Sucks, right? Most of the time, the holiday makes bad days a bit more bearable, except when you realize the holidays are days just like any other. Bad stuff, even real bad stuff, can happen on those days just like any other. I had one of those Thanksgivings that was one of the worst days I can remember. Of course, it's probably not as bad as the others, but who's keeping score, huh? Anyway. I got a wife and a kid. I've worked for the Sodaville Manufacturing Company for 17 years, including this Thanksgiving in hopes of the holiday pay helping to dig us out of some financial hardships. Just when you think you're getting ahead sometimes, that's when the rocks slip out from under you. So just like that, Bobby, I swear that's exactly how it happened. While I'm punching out, they tell me to never punch back in.
Ah, God, Vinny, I'm sorry, man. I absolutely hate to hear that. The job's not gonna be the same without you. You know, I should quit myself in protest, but I got bills and all.
If we haven't been friends since the first grade, I swear I'd hang this phone up on you and never speak to you again.
Ah, you're right. I'm sorry. This is no time to joke. I just don't know what to say. I mean, we've known cutbacks was coming for...
For other departments, not mine. And what's worse, for new guys, not with somebody with 17 years on the books, okay? I've never worked another real job in my life. What the hell am I gonna do now? What am I gonna tell Priscilla?
I don't know, VP. One thing I know is you've had plenty of tough times before. You'll figure it out. And you know, if there's anything I can do, I...
No.
What? What's going on?
Bobby, the son of a bitch overheated. I ran hot.
Oh, you're kidding me. Wait. Can you hang on a second?
Wait just, Bobby, no.
Just a sec. Hold on.
Are you kidding? Bobby! Hello? Yeah, I need a tow, please. Hang on, I'm not sure. I'm on Marymount. I know that. At 157 Marymount Street. In front of the ice cream parlor. Yes, I know it's closed now. I wanted to give you a landmark. I need you to take me to 217 Birch Street. Yes, it's a shop two blocks away from my house. I know it's Thanksgiving, all right? How long do you... 4 hours! What is this? The Titanic? I'm not waiting 4 hours for a tow tonight. Okay, what's the priority rate? $250! Are you freaking serious? Fine. Here's my freaking debit card number, okay? What do you mean you're cash only? Are you guys friggin' kidding me? What are you guys running, some sort of friggin' racket? You know nobody else is open. Whatever, just go ahead and send the guy, he better show up in a gold suit. All right. Well, Vinny Penny. That's gonna be everything I have, down to that penny until the last check comes in, I guess. guess I've got the right name. Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
You guys got an ATM in here?
Yeah. Right over in the corner there, buddy.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Oh, let me drain this account and just freaking get home. Okay. PIN. Yes. Withdraw. Yes. $260, and that driver better have chains. What the freak is my...
Thank you for calling Third National Bank. This is Timothy, your personal banker. How may I help you?
My account is overdrawn $176.78. What happened?
Happy to assist, sir. First of all, can I verify with whom am I speaking today?
Vincent Penny.
Thank you very much, Mr. Penny. May I get you to verify your account with your pet's name, please?
I did this already.
Oh. Ah, yes. I see. Okay, well, thank you very much for verifying your information with our automated system. I'm sorry, our system's running really slow today. How can I help you again?
Jeez, really? My account is overdrawn! My account is overdrawn $176.78, and I didn't even know why. I just checked this account this morning, and there should be about $263 and some change in there.
Well, it looks like here, sir, you have a $149 subscription that just came through to mail fit vitamins or something. After that, you have some transaction at the pharmacy and groceries, and that left your account overdrawn $176.
I canceled that subscription. I need all that money back in my account now! Okay? All the other charges are fine. My daughter needed medicine. But that stupid vitamin thing shouldn't be on there!
Right. Well, you could dispute it if you like, but to be honest with you, that department is closed today. This is just the holiday line for emergencies or issues for people who have problems over the holiday.
It's a holiday, and I'm having an issue. Can you issue some sort of temporary credit? I've been with you guys for over 15 years.
See, sir, that we've had some credits extended back to you before, so I wouldn't be able to extend you another credit at this time. However, and it's not recommended, but the best I can say is if you need a little extra money, your credit limit is $200. So technically, you got $24.22 left if you need to make a transaction. Which, by the way, if you're looking to maybe mortgage your house or something through Third National, it's a great time. We're offering great rates at this time. Are you interested at all in becoming a member?
I'm not giving you a cent more, okay? Enjoy your shift, pal. Thanks for nothing. Hello?
Hey, where are you? I need you to stop by the pharmacy again. Paula's getting worse.
I'm gonna be a little while getting home.
Oh no, Vinny. Why? Don't tell me you took overtime on Thanksgiving. Not when I told you you should have been home all day anyway. It's a holiday.
You don't have to worry about that, huh? I got fired today.
Oh, Vinny, no. What are we gonna do?
I don't know. Look, Prissy, the car broke down too, and I'm gonna have to take the train home. I'm sorry for yelling, okay? I'll stop off and get Sweet Pea's meds, all right?
Yeah. Okay. I'll see you when you get home.
Yeah. Okay.
Vinny?
Yeah?
It's gonna be okay. Look, we still got plenty to be thankful for.
Pris, I don't want to hear... I'll see you soon, love.
I try the street, it's pouring down. I glad you're not around. But I'm gonna be alright. I've got my space to myself. Don't have to answer to no one else. And things just couldn't be better. So if I cry, it's not 'cause I'm missing you. I'm just
Hey, buddy, what did that announcement just say?
Ah, trains are shut down from the north side all the way to Boeing due to the weather.
That's 18 blocks I gotta walk to just to get to a working train.
Oh, you walking, buddy?
I am now.
Wow, I wish I could offer you a ride, but I'm stuck here myself. I'm going the other direction, you know?
Yeah, and in a wheelchair to boot. I don't think there's enough room.
Well, it'd be a tight ride, but I don't think I have the horsepower.
Yeah, well, there's no time like the present, I guess.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, buddy. At least you got legs to walk on.
Hey, sir. Sir. You got a dollar you can spare? I'm from out of town, and I'm pretty hungry.
Hey, buddy, I wish I could. I've only got 20 bucks that I've got from the ATM on the good graces of my bank. And my daughter needs medicine, and my car broke down about 20 blocks back, and I've walked that distance just to get on this train so I can make it to the pharmacy and home in enough time to tuck in my kid and eat myself, which is something I haven't done since yesterday. Thanks to the tight work schedule of the job that I no longer have. So for the moment, my friend, this is the only 20 bucks that I have in the entire world. So if you don't mind.
Why you gotta lie, bro? See, that's the kind of stuff right there that ticks me off. You cats pass me every day, spin these red excuses on why you can't help a brother who's down on hard times.
Hey, brother, listen.
You know what I ought to do? I ought to just take that money.
You ain't taking shit. You gotta be kidding me. Oh, I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving, you mother. I just don't believe this. Hello?
Benny? Benny, where are you? Are you almost home yet? It's been almost 2.5 hours. Where are you?
Honey, listen. Look, I can't talk. The train's pulling off and I'm gonna lose signal.
Paula is running another high fever. Have you gone to the pharmacy yet?
No, not yet. How high is the fever? Pris.
Hello?
Pris, I'm here. Crap.
I can remember the days when a wife would just wait for a husband to walk through the door. Because there wasn't a lot of payphones, and even on the right hard look, you didn't have a dime to use them no way.
Yes, whatever.
You having a rough day, son?
Look, old-timer, no disrespect intended, but I'm in no mood to talk. It's been a hell of a day, and truthfully, I just want to get through this ride in peace.
Well, it's funny how any day can be a bad day, including Thanksgiving. And right enough funny that any day can be a good day, including a Thursday. All depends on how one looks at it, I suppose.
Yeah, I suppose.
Right, John's my name.
Vinny.
Would that be short for Vincent?
Yeah, you win the prize.
Say, you wouldn't happen to be distantly related to Vincent Price, would you?
No.
Well, your names are pretty similar, I suppose.
Well, there's lots of Vincents in the world, old-timer.
John, if you please. What's your last name, if you don't mind me asking?
Penny. Vincent Penny. Vincent Isaiah Penny. You gonna steal my identity, too?
Well, no. No. You don't seem like the kind of person I want to be like at the moment. Although, your last names are pretty interesting. You seem to be a little bit more closely related to Mr. Price than you did, Mr. Penny. His name depicts scale, and yours a definite worth.
Look, John, I'm really trying not to be mean, okay? But it's been a crummy Thanksgiving, and I got a lot rumbling through my head at the moment, and a whole lot of stuff to figure out. So if you please.
Really? What you got to be thankful for, son?
Oh, please, don't give me any of that tonight, man. I get it. We all live in America, and we're better off than starving kids in Africa, yada, yada, yada. All right? I'm just not in the mood to try and dig up the positives in my life at the moment, okay?
Well, being thankful is not about feeling good, because you have it better than another man. Being thankful is about being in a state of appreciation. Which, if a man gets to thinking, he can find himself in any time he gets ready. Even starving kids in Africa have the potential to be grateful. Or to be sure, good things help along and good feelings, but truly being thankful is appreciating life. It's a beautiful gift that you're still in. Good or bad. It don't matter to them. Appreciate what is, and you can really appreciate what could be. Life is one broad river that has the flow to take its passengers through good times and bad without drowning them all together. You know, there's bad parts of life, and some so severe it seems that the river's all rough and tumbly. But living in a state of thankfulness will help anyone see life for what it really is. In the end, Vinny, we will all want to look back and say, what a ride. You can't control everything that happens to you. You can control how you respond.
This train is approaching the 21st and Birch Street station. For those exiting, please gather your belongings and have a great day.
I guess that great day part is up to me, huh, John?
Well, now you're getting the gist of what all this Thanksgiving business is all about.
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, John.
And a happy Thanksgiving to you, mister. Say now. I've been riding to a PIP the whole time. Well, I do hope that little girl of yours gets to feel it night fine.
Oh, Vinny, I'm so glad you're okay. The snow was getting worse, and I'd heard the trains were shut down, and I just didn't want you to...
It's okay. It's okay. I made it. And I sure as hell took the long way home, that's for sure.
Well, is everything all right? Why didn't you wait on the tow truck guy? He asked where you were.
What? I had to leave the car.
No. The tow truck showed up with the car about 20 minutes ago and said it was all paid for. See, the car's right there.
What?
I was confused too, but he assured me everything was covered. He said you left the car unlocked with your keys in it, and he brought it home, free of charge.
What? Why in the world would he...
Hey, Vinny!
Hey, Bobby!
Vinny.
And where were you, Mr. Hold On A Second? Some friend you are. I've walked half the city, I've been robbed.
Robbed?
My kid needs medicine, and I needed you today, and I... I'm glad you're my friend. I've known you since the first grade, and you've never been good with bad situations, but you've always helped when you could, even if it wasn't in the most ideal way.
I know I haven't been the best in bad situations, but it doesn't mean I wasn't thinking of you. Here you go. I know you and Pris here are gonna have some transition in front of you, but I'm here, just like I said I'd be, and have always been. Ideal or not, here's a little something I've been tucking away in a rainy day fund.
But, Bobby, this is a check for $20,000. Where the hell did you get that kind of money?
Robbing banks, of course. But most of it's from saving a bit. Lunch money, bill money, and any other kind of money I borrowed from you through the years. I've been saving it in an interest-bearing account and investing. I knew one day I'd pay you back for being as kind to me as you've been all these years. Today was the best day I thought to let you know how thankful I was for you.
Oh, Bobby, I can't accept this.
Oh, Vinny, that's just something broke people say.
Yeah, you got me there.
Oh, Bobby, you're welcome to join us inside. I can rewarm some turkey for you boys.
Right after I take this guy to the pharmacy.
Oh, I just remembered. Could you spot me $20? Someone give me a large check and I swear I'll pay it back after I cash it.
You better. Let's hurry and go so I can get you back home.
It was the worst Thanksgiving I ever had, and I'm thankful for that. Had events never occurred the way they did, I think the good things that happened had to come first for me to have something to be thankful for. Some old wise man helped me to see that life is just a gift. All of it. And we should be thankful to breathe and to think and to move within it every day. It's still up to us to navigate the choppy waves and hang in there. Good times will roll around again.